Welcome to the Seasoned Athlete Podcast, your home for stories, inspiration, and advice from athletes over 40. I'm your host, Robin Leggett. I'm a later in life athlete who became a roller derby skater in my 30s and a runner and obstacle racer in my 40s. Now I'm an athletic aging coach who helps women over 40 experience the massive life benefits that come with exploring your athletic potential at any age and any fitness background. If that fires you up, keep listening. Let's do this. Do you ever have what probably should be an inconsequential conversation with someone that turns into something you just can't stop thinking about? I have one such example for you right now. I was talking to one of my online training clients. She's in my Age Up group membership program for women over 40 who want to confidently conquer bold fitness and athletic goals. And she was telling me about how she was talking with a friend about this fitness program she was in. Cool. I love it when my clients tell their friends about my programs. Spread the word. Awesome. Love it. Anyway, she was recommending my program to her friend, to which her friend responded, "What, do you think I need to lose weight?" The moment my client told me this was the moment I realized this conversation was going to stick in my mind forever. And I'll be honest, my heart sank. It was a reminder that those of us who are fighting against diet culture have a lot of work still to do. That despite me living in a world where the people I surround myself with know all of the amazing things fitness can do for you, your health, your confidence, and your life that have nothing to do with weight loss, there are still so many people, women in particular, that haven't heard this message yet. That so many women, particularly women over 40, have decades, a lifetime of conditioning that has led them to believe deeply in their soul that the only reason to exercise is to lose weight. That if someone brings up the topic of exercise with you, what they are really saying is that they think you need to lose weight. And you wonder why so many women have a negative relationship with fitness. As a fitness coach who doesn't just believe, but knows that fitness is empowering, it's a confidence builder and a door opener to so many amazing possibilities, it continues to break my heart when I come across people directly or indirectly who do not know this. But at the same time, I get it, because I grew up in the same decades and in the same environments that these women came up in. I had access to the same media touting diet and fat-free everything back in the 80s and 90s. I still to this day see gyms promoting quick weight loss challenges and the promise of lean, toned bodies. Promoting strength and empowerment and new abilities to women is a relatively new thing, but it's clearly not as prevalent as I'd like to see. So I want to take this conversation I had with my client and this very valuable piece of feedback that her friend shared and give you my top three reasons to work out that have nothing to do with weight loss. If you're someone who finds yourself only exercising when you're in a phase of weight loss, please listen carefully, because one or more of these reasons I'm about to share can be the aha moment that takes you from having an adversarial relationship with fitness to a positive, happy one, which is what I'm all about here, really. Okay, so I'm going to start with what I believe to be the most basic reason to exercise, and then we'll build from here. And that is, a body in motion stays in motion. In other words, humans are meant to move, and humans on the whole do not move enough. For the most part, we sit all day. And I don't know about you, but I sit in all sorts of weird, funky positions. I'm not mindful of my posture when I'm sitting. And think about when you stand. Do you lean? Do you favor one side? Do you carry groceries or bags all on one shoulder? Do you even think about that stuff? Well, if you don't move regularly, imbalances and stiffness, they build up. Freedom of movement suffers. And this is how people develop mobility issues as they age. Conversely, if you exercise regularly, you have a better chance of maintaining mobility as you age. And who doesn't want to be able to move well into your 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond? If you listen to the stories from this podcast that feature athletes in those age groups, that's a major thing they have in common. They don't lose their freedom of movement. Some of them have better mobility than people half their age. Other benefits to simply moving more include better general health, reduced risk of cardiovascular disease, and a lower likelihood of needing to be on medications related to things like heart health, blood pressure, and cardiovascular issues. Now, for my second tip, I want to get a little more specific because yes, a body in motion stays in motion and humans are meant to move. But with that comes a side effect where people, women in particular, gravitate to only doing cardio or very low weight, high repetition resistance training. But the problem with that is that we naturally lose muscle mass as we age. It's just a fact of life that women in particular start losing muscle mass in our 30s, and it multiplies as we age. This happens because estrogen, which plays a big role in lean muscle development, starts declining during perimenopause and eventually flatlines postmenopause. As a result, women lose their strength, are at greater risk of injury, and can develop the aforementioned mobility issues.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So a big reason to work out that has nothing to do with weight loss is to maintain muscle mass at the very least and possibly continue to build lean muscle. And that requires strength training. That requires lifting heavy weights for lower reps versus the lightweight, high rep scheme that women tend to believe they need to do to have that lean, toned look that popular culture says we should desire. Now you may be wondering, won't lifting heavy weights make me look bulky? And the answer is no, for a number of reasons. The first is generally genetics. Women typically don't have the genetics to build muscle that way. It would also require a significant caloric and specifically protein intake to, air quote, bulk up. Now, I should say, many women aren't eating enough to support their physical activity, and women are generally not consuming enough protein. In fact, in order to minimize muscle loss and or build lean muscle, increased protein intake is required. I get into that on a deeper level in episode 98, titled Athletes Don't Diet. Give it a listen if you haven't done so already. Anyway, the point here is that daily movement combined with regular strength training have a host of benefits that have nothing to do with weight loss, including increased mobility, better health, reduced risk of injury and or cardiovascular disease, and it just feels good. In fact, I'll go one better. When you move daily and you get strong, it's empowering as hell. I imagine there are a lot of women over 40 who would never believe they could deadlift equal to or greater than their body weight. I imagine there are a lot of women over 40 who don't think they could ever do a pull-up. I bet there are lots of women over 40 who can't see themselves running a 5K race. But when you exercise regularly and with intention, and you lift weights, and you work on these skills, you would be surprised at what you will start being able to do. And that's reason number three to work out that has nothing to do with weight loss. You have an unlimited capacity for growth, and when you combine building strength with developing skills, you'll start being able to do things you never imagined you could. And that sparks confidence that spills out into all areas of your life. I've seen it time and time again with the people I have coached and the people I have talked to for this podcast. I saw it when I was a roller derby coach training beginner level skaters. I'm talking women in their 30s and 40s and beyond who hadn't put on a pair of roller skates since their third grade birthday party. And I watched as they developed their strength and skills and grew into competitive roller derby athletes, many of whom would eventually play at the all-star level. Do you think they imagined that for themselves at their first class? Heck no, they were terrified. But when you see yourself getting stronger and you see those skills starting to come together, it can be life-changing. I saw it when I was running an obstacle race training gym.
I had people who I had been training for years before I opened the gym that never saw themselves running an obstacle race. And because they liked training with me, they continued when I opened my gym. They would say over and over again, I'm not running a race, and I would never pressure them. But then they would light up when they achieved skills that they didn't believe they could do. Things like crossing the monkey bars or climbing a rope for the first time. Things they hadn't done since they were kids, or maybe even never did at all. And I'll tell you, that'll change a person. You probably won't be shocked to hear that some of those people who previously had no interest in racing eventually ran races with me. You see, fitness, it doesn't have to be about shrinking. That's the common belief that so many people still have to this day, as evidenced by the conversation I referenced at the start of this episode. But what if, instead of only connecting fitness with shrinking, you instead connected it to expansion, to growth, to stepping into your untapped potential and seeing what's possible at any age? This is what we're meant to do. Muscles that don't grow atrophy and eventually die. And I'm not just talking about your biceps, bro. I'm talking about your brain. This is why we always feel smarter and more engaged when we're learning something new. The rest of your body wants to learn too. And you feel stronger, more powerful, and capable of anything when you treat fitness and exercise and movement as a catalyst for growth and expansion as a human being. I know I'm getting existential here, it happens sometimes, but I hope you get my point. Yes, fitness can be a tool for weight loss, but that's not the only reason to work out. Move and strengthen your body because that's what it wants. It feels good. It helps you live better. It helps you avoid injury. It makes it easier to do everyday things you want to do, like carry your groceries in one trip, or play with your kids or grandkids, or grab your luggage for the baggage carousel, or easily get up and down stairs in your house. And it opens up your ability to do things you never in a million years thought you could do. What do you want to do? When you move your body, limits get removed. So start with the limiting belief that weight loss is the only reason to work out and start expanding what's possible for you when you develop a positive and joyous relationship with fitness. Seasoned athletes, if you've fallen out of your fitness routine and the idea of jumping back in feels as daunting as putting together a work presentation the night before you have to present it, I have a fun freebie for you. Introducing the Off the Couch Starter Pack. Inside this free download, you'll find 6 days of strategically programmed workouts and recovery sessions for any fitness level, all designed to get you up, get you moving, and get you excited about working out again. I paired every workout and recovery session with its own hand-curated Spotify playlist to ensure that you're moving with joy every step of the way. Because that, my friend, is how you get fired up to get back into fitness again. So, if you're looking for a way to open that door that's been closed for far too long and to do it in a way that's simple, effective, and fun, download my free Off the Couch Starter Pack now through the link in the show notes or at robinleggett.com/buycouch.